You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's up? It's Metal Shop. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, you want to go see Propane for free?
I do want to go see Propane for free.
Right on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from, dude?
Yeah, where are you from?
Everett, Washington.
Right on, man. Can you holler Metal Shop as loud as you can?
Yes, I can.
Right now.
Metal Shop! Oh, he's got some gutturals. All right. Hey, stick on the line, man. We're going to grab your information, and we'll see you at Propane.
Nice. Thank you.
All right, that's Tuesday again, Tuesday, April 7th. Already looking halfway into 2020 almost.
Crazy, man.
Yo, but it's time to look back, gentlemen. We're looking back at a whole year, not the whole decade, which we can figure out later. But 2019 had some epic releases, dude.
Absolutely, man. And before we jump into this, I got to mention, I put some hard work into a blog at KISW.com. It is all 8 years. So from 2010 to 2018, every album that we counted down for our top year-end list is up now on KISW.com. And you can check it out so you can kind of just hang out with us. Check out all of our past years ranked, and then we're going to get it right into it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, and you can think back past the day. Ryan, we got to put that up.
Up.
We got to get that
we're
up.
Trying.
We're working on getting it up. We'll get it up.
Right.
Real quick before we dive into this, I want to give props to our main man, Kevin, for all the work he puts into this every year.
Every year. Dude, Kevin sat back and counted down every 2019 release that we played this year.
And he puts so much effort into it on a yearly basis. So, Kevin, props, buddy.
Well, good job, man.
Thank you.
It's a scientific effort. So, hey, without further ado, how do you guys feel about jumping into number 30 of Metal Shop's top 30 albums?
I feel pretty damn good, dude. This is a band that deserves it, man. These guys are from the East Coast. These guys have been killing it for a long time. We love these dudes. We got to talk with our main man, Mike, the singer of this band.
Mike Spohr. What's up, Mikey?
From this band, the singer. The band is All Out War. They came out with a record called Crawl Among the Filth. On Unbeaten Records, a small underground label. Here's Gehenna Lights Eternal, number 30 on the top 30 Metal Shop albums of 2019. It's All Out War on the Rock.
Metal Shop. It's the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW. Happiest New Year's from us to you. And as the year comes down to a conclusion, man, we are in the middle, or actually just beginning, to count down the Metal Shop top 30 albums of the year.
Yeah, man.
And we're really excited. It's a fun episode, kind of a busy one. So we're throwing all of our segments out the window. Kind of a traditional / non-traditional episode of the show. So we just played you the first two of our top 30. That was number 30 kicked it off with All Out War from upstate New York, their album Crawl Among the Filth, and that was number 29 right there.
After the Burial with Evergreen, it was a true return to form as they got back to that rare form sound that made them big to begin with. Really excellent album.
So After the Burial, number 29.
That song was Exist, man, and Ryan the Beard, he threw it down, man. He's like, this is my hill to die on. This record is on the list, damn it. We all went and ate some steak and made this list. And
we had a fine steak dinner and sat down and hashed it out.
Got some blood and grease on our list and made sure to get that on there. So, Ryan, that was your hill to die on, and we made sure it's on there.
Hey, man, if a band puts in that much work after having something that tragic happen to a band member and finally gets back together with that killer of an album, it's got to be on the list.
Oh, yeah. I got to agree, man. Another band that we got to chat with this year, they played at Northwest Terror Fest, and they're kind of a local band in the sense that they're Pacific Northwest. These guys really made big moves. Vitriol from Portland.
And they killed it, dude.
Absolutely, man. And they just finished off a tour with Nile. They finished off a tour with Cattle Decapitation. They're going on another big tour.
And they got signed?
They're signed on Century Media Records. They put out their first full-length record on Century Media. It's called To Bathe from the Throat of Cowardice. Here's I Drown Nightly. Number 28, it's Vitriol on Metal Shop's top 30 of 2019. Ah!
Metal Shop's Top 30 Album Countdown of 2019 is carrying on, man. We got to start smashing on this. Otherwise, we're going to be here until like 6 a.m.
We're hitting Viking Smash, man. And I'm fine with being here till 6 a.m. I got a pack of energy drinks. I got a pack of condoms. I mean, what?
Weird. Well, I know Ryan's going to be here till 6 a.m. So
we're hanging, dude.
You know,
we're hanging.
Coming into number 27 on Metal Shop's Top 30.
All right, man. This is a band that we got to see live this year, too, man. These guys come from the Colorado area, and they definitely stepped it up in a weird direction. This one made the top of many, many lists. In fact, Decibel Magazine called it their number one.
Are you
top
serious? 40.
Yep, number
Damn.
One. So,
wow.
It's Blood Incantation, a.k.a. Unreadable Logo. Hidden History of the Human Race. This was the Alien album cover. If you're like, whoa, dude, you really want to trip balls? Check out the album cover of this one, man.
Trip balls right now.
It's Hidden History of the Human Race coming in at number 27. Blood Incantation. Here's Slave Species of the Gods. Metal Shop Top 30, 2019. Coming in at number 26, another band we got to interview this year in 2019, the year of our Lord. Spirit Adrift, Divided by Darkness was the record, their second album out on 20 Bucks Spin from Arizona. These guys are a melodic doom band. They got to play Northwest Terror Fest. Very just good dudes and an incredible record. And we got to really go deep on the album in our conversation with them and go into some of the lyrical themes. And
yeah, we should post up maybe tonight or maybe next week before the next week. Post up some of the interviews that we did this week or this year on Metal Shop on KISW Facebook page.
Hell yeah, man.
But Spirit Adrift, man, members of that band might be showing up later in this list as well.
They might just
No
spoilers. No spoilers.
Hey,
though.
But we're moving on to number 25. We're already five into the list here on Metal Shop's Top 30 Albums of 2019. And we're going over to the UK, man.
Dude, this is a band that has put out an album for the last 3 years.
Yes.
2017, 2018, and 2019. And they've been on the list for all 3 years.
Yo, we've been talking about like how much respect we got for this band. They're called Memoriam. Former members of Bolt Thrower.
And Benediction.
And Benediction. And several, you know, other projects, too, that they've been involved with. But the hat gets taken off because Kitty Kearns, their drummer, passed away back in 2015, the anniversary of that, death date. 1 year later in 2016, they kicked off Memoriam. They're like, hey, we're not going to be Bolt Thrower without him.
Yep.
So this is, in effect, Bolt Thrower, but not Bolt Thrower.
And it's good that the name is Memoriam.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So this is an album that we've been playing the hell out of. Coming in at number 25 on Metal Shop's Top 30 Albums of 2019. Here's Memoriam. Off their album Requiem for Mankind, this is The Veteran. Turn it up. Bang your goddamn head. It's Metal Shop. Rock. Shop's Top 30 Albums of 2019. Happy New Year, fellas.
Hey, it's almost 2020.
Almost
nothing changed.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing changed. We're still hanging out. We're still eating oranges. We're still smacking hoes. And by hoes, I mean Ryan the Beard.
Right.
Straight up on Aurora on the weekends.
Hey, we all got to make ends meet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'll make that meat.
Ryan.
I'll make that meat clap. Possessed. Number 24 on Metal Shop's Top 30 Albums of the Year, Revelations of Oblivion here on Nuclear Blast. First album in quite some time from these guys.
33 years, to be exact, man. 33 years and some change, and we got a brand new Possessed record, and, dude, it was up there, man. That was a great record. Of course, it was pretty much Jeff Beccaro hiring a bunch of other people that were not in Possessed before, but you know what? He said, hey, screw it.
Let's put out a good album.
Let's put out a good record, and it came out on Nuclear Blast.
Super good, dude.
Early on in the year, and it had to be on there, man. That was No More Room in Hell from Revelations of Oblivion.
Yeah, but we're going to change directions a little bit right now.
Yeah, man.
Right up in here.
Alceste is a band from France that they made big moves this year as well. They got signed to one of the biggest metal labels in the world, Nuclear Blast, and they put out a record that is a little bit more straightforward. Of course, it's kind of melodic, post-metal, but it's more black metal than a lot of Alceste stuff in the past. Yeah.
And so, like, all of our segments are preempted tonight, so there will be a few options for you to have your own personal dub sack.
We definitely played this a few times during
this
the dub sack.
Might be one
year.
Of them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it, man.
All right, man. There's Alceste, Protection from Spiritual Instinct. It's number 23 here on Metal Shop's Top 30 Metal Albums of 2019.
Number 22 coming in Metal Shop's Top 30 Albums of the Year. Our first local band appearance out of the Northwest here.
Hell yeah, man. Tech Death, Assassins, Zoth. They put out their album Interdimensional Invocations. Here's Casting the Sigil by Zoth. 22 on the Metal Shop Top 30 Metal Albums of 2019.
Metal Shop 99.9 KISW, the top 30 albums of 2019. Yo,
hi.
Yo, we're getting hot up in here.
Yeah, man.
Algebra, dude. One of my favorite bands of the decade, not just of this year.
Yeah.
A great album, a very right-hand oriented, riff-based thrash band from Switzerland, Lausanne, Switzerland, to be specific. So if you're into that stuff, man, you gotta put Algebra on your radar.
They put out with a new record called Pulse on Unspeakable Axe Records. That was a song called Digital Master. We're breaking into the top 20. Now we're going into a band that headlined Day One of Pain in the Grass. We got to talk with these dudes. They got a new member. He's a Tortilla Man. We got number 20, dude. Slipknot put out the record We Are Not Your Kind. A bit of a return to form. Pretty heavy, man.
Yeah, bringing back some heavy jams.
On Roadrunner Records, here's Birth of the Cruel. Top 20. We're getting into it. It's Slipknot here. Number 20 on the top 30 metal albums of 2019. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. Happy New Year from the Metal Shop crew and everybody here at KISW. This is the year-end of program here on Metal Shop. The last episode, not only of this year, but of the decade. And we're counting down the top 30 albums of 2019.
If you want to catch yourself up on everything that we've played so far, head over to the Metal Shop Facebook page, and you can see the list up till now.
Yeah, because I would say that we should read it back. But, dude, we got to start cracking through.
No,
we got to start smashing through this, baby, right?
Ryan. Yeah.
That was Misery Index off their album Rituals of Power. Jason Netherton left Dying Fetus back in 2002, I believe it was, and said, you know, I'm going to make some more ball-crushing metal riffs with a new project. And Misery Index has just delivered album after album. Rituals of Power, man, it's got the riffs.
That's quite a description.
Ball-crushing
metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put that on the sticker on the front of your album. I'd buy it.
Yeah, I would buy that too.
Let's keep going.
We're heading on to number 18. This is another killer local metal band. These guys did a lot of touring this year. It's a band called Theories. Their second full-length record. They are switching labels from Metal Blade to Corpse Flower. This one's called Vessel, and it's a song called Taking Up Space. Theories, number 18 on the top 30 Metal Shop year-end list.
Let's get Yo, happy new year from us here at Metal Shop. Kevin,
hey.
I had an idea for a challenge last week.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you're in for this. Ryan, I would normally invite you into this, but you already won preemptively.
Okay.
So I was thinking about this, Kevin. I don't know if you're down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shave your face completely January 1st.
What is shave?
Yeah, the S word, you don't know what that is.
So shave my eyebrows?
No, leave the eyebrows. Shave your face completely. Don't touch it for one calendar year.
Oh.
Do you think he'd be able to make it?
I'd be down, but I don't know if my girlfriend is. That would look so heinous.
No, it would look awesome.
Oh, my
God.
I want to see Fuzzy
Kevin.
Saying
I shouldn't shave my head?
No. You can shave your head. This is a beard challenge, which is why Ryan already won. That's what I'm saying.
I want Mustache Kevin. The world needs Mustache Kevin.
The Kid Rock Kevin, you mean?
Kid Rock Kevin. Yes. Yes.
Kevin, are you in? One full year, man.
We're just trying to party with Jersey Kevin.
We'll talk off the air.
This is brand new news to
Kevin. GoFundMe. All right, GoFundMe, guys. Can we get $25,000 for my
yourself.
GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Let's do it. All right, let's try it.
Think about that. In the meantime, let's carry on. We're moving on to number 17 on Metal Shop's top 30 metal albums of the year.
And it's a band that got a lot of hype, man. We got a lot of love. We actually got to talk with them as well.
Really rad dude.
All right, so here's some Tech Death, man. It's Allegion. We finally found out how to say their name this year.
Allegion.
So here's Allegion with Apoptosis on Metal Blade Records. It's Exothermic Chemical Combustion. Let's get Tech. It's Metal Shop on the Rock. Top 30 of 2019. Listening to Metal Shop's top 30 metal albums of 2019. We're halfway through it. That was Tomb Mold from their album Planetary Clairvoyance on 20 Bucks Bin. Cerulean. Salvation is the name of that song. Tomb Mold released a record last year, and they dropped another one on us in 2019. We had to put that on the list, man.
Yeah, there have been a few bands that drop albums every year, apparently. There have been a few on this list, including Memoriam. Who else was on here? All Out War put out an EP last year, Tomb Mold.
And then the next band we're about to play.
Funny how that works.
It's a two-piece. They played Pain in the Grass this year. They did a whole crap load of touring. And they also just put out an incredible record. Came out in May. The band is called Pound. You may have heard of them. Silent Pendulum Recordings put out the album. And, dude, I think they sold out of this record, like, pretty much immediately. And they had to do a couple extra pressings of it.
Yeah,
so.
this band's making moves. Right.
Congratulations.
Just a silent applause. Two thumbs up from this guy over on the other side of the room. We're not going to let him talk because he doesn't get to talk about his own band. But Pound making moves. Good things, hopefully, on route for them in 2020. So here's Pound.
With a song I don't know how to pronounce.
#Pound*#SuckMyHeavyMetal.
It's House, number 14 on the top 30 metal albums of 2019 on Metal Shop.
It was almost 2 years ago, early 2018, just 2 years ago. Damn, it's crazy. When Devin Townsend said he was going to be taking a step away from the Devin Townsend Project. But funny how that works. We all called it, man. We knew it wasn't going to take long before he stepped back into the musical realm. And so this album, the Devin Townsend, I guess is what you call it, because it's not the Devin Townsend Project.
Solo record.
His solo album. Some of the people that were on this album coming in at number 13 on Metal Shop's top 30 albums of the year. Let's see. Steve Vai was on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Samus Policelli from Decrepit Birth was on this album. Elliot Desaunier from Beneath the Masker was all on. You know who else? Chad Kroeger from Nickelback was on this album.
Metal legend.
So he went all over the place, dude. So Devin Townsend, number 13 on Metal Shop's top 30 with the record Empath. So check that out if you haven't gotten to it yet.
And we're going in number 12 with it's Devin to Devourment, two DEV bands, right? Yeah,
very similar, too, yeah.
Yeah, Devourment came out with a record called Obscene Majesty. One of my favorite records of the year, by far. These guys are brutal, slamming death metal. Kind of switching styles of misogynistic lyrics to not so misogynistic
lyrics.
But
they called themselves out this year, heavy death metal doesn't need to be, revolving around
Molesting the Decapitated.
Yeah, yeah. So
that,
I mean,
was, fill that in was the actually blank. A name of their album.
Anybody who knows. So
this is off their newest record, Obscene Majesty, Devourment from Dallas, Texas. Here's Narcissistic Paraphilia, my favorite brutal tech death album of the year. It's Devourment here on Metal Shop.
Shop on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW, Car Bomb. Here on Metal Shop's Top 30 Heavy Metal Albums of 2019. This is Metal Shop's top list. So a lot of things get involved in this, whether it's requests, amount of requests we got, the amount of times they played here, and the amount of times that we like them. This is our goddamn list.
The amount of times that we played them, yeah. The amount of requests we got, and the amount of awesomeness.
Ryan put his foot down on this one.
That Car Bomb album does work. It's been putting out whacked out genre-defining mathcore releases since 2007, and every album is completely different. They always reshape themselves and take themselves in new directions, and I'm very excited that this band is finally gaining the traction and notoriety that they have always so rightly deserved.
Right on. So that's Car Bomb, number 11 on Metal Shop's Top 30. Let's
crack into the top 10.
Let's go. Ready to smoke some crack into it?
We're cracking in, man.
That's what happened to the Fool of Hell dudes.
Yeah, man.
They got hit by some crackheads.
Unfortunately, they got their entire van and all their gear stolen. What a terrible, terrible run of bad luck there. So they had to drop off the Cattle Decapitation Tour. But Fool of Hell is back at it, man, and they put out an incredible record this year called Weeping Choir. We played the hell out of it. This is just some weird, weird grindcore, some death metal, some straight-up audio hellscapes. There's some industrial stuff, a lot of noise tracks on here, and this is their seventh record. They've been at a thing since 2009.
Damn, just seven records since 2009?
Seven records, 15 EPs, seven splits, and here's Fool of Hell with Downward from Weeping Choir. It's number 10 here on Metal Shop's Top 30 of 2019.
So good, man. I love this album so much. Soilwork here on Metal Shop's Top 30 Albums of 2019. Coming in at number nine, man.
Nine. Soilwork. That was actually like one of the first albums of 2019. I think it came out in January.
The single came out last December. So yep. We were like, okay, cool. Looking forward to it. And they held up, dude, against the test of time. And so that said, Kevin and Ryan and I sat down to a nice steak dinner earlier this week. And
it was not a mistake.
No. Well, depends on the roadhouse you go to.
It was tasty, dude. It was
super good. But the fact of the matter is, we sit and hammered all this out. It's not easy to do. And so three heads arguing about what belongs where. This is the Metal Shop Top 30. So I did see that you had just posted the last 15 albums on the Metal Shop Facebook. If you want to catch up,
yep, we're keeping up on social media. So definitely follow along with us, and we highly suggest you to make your own list.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with us, make your own list. What were your favorite albums of 2019? We want to know.
Did we completely miss something entirely this year?
I guarantee
every
there is.
Every year,
we've already seen a few that we did.
Year. Clue us in because we like checking out new music.
I've already seen a couple people on our social media guessing the number one album.
Yep,
we'll see. Of people have been. Pretty close.
Well, we're on to number eight. It is an Egyptian metal band by way of South Carolina. It's Nile, Vile Nilotic Rites, back with the jams, dude. Carl Sanders and company killing it. We're going to play the title track from the record. Here's Vile Nilotic Rites, number eight on Metal Shop Top 30 Metal Albums of 2019.
have entered the top 10 of Metal Shop's top 30 heavy metal records of 2019. But we would be remiss if we didn't give you the opportunity to win some tickets tonight.
Damn straight, man. There's a big show coming to Showbox Soto. It is Black Label Society. Zach Wilde's coming back to town, and he's bringing Obituary and Lord Dying.
So, yeah. He wanted bands to be a little slower, a little heavier.
Yeah, dude.
So that he can shred face on top of it all.
Normally, about the time right now is time to get ready for the dub sack. But if you want to just, you know what, hook yourself up and then go out back, enjoy a little green-friendly accoutrements.
Especially if you're at work, you know, out back, you know, by the alley, by the dumpster.
You know what? Every song is dub sack if you really believe in yourself.
I agree. Like your so just go to KISW.com, click on contests, and you can enter to win. When you see the Metal Shop tab, just enter some basic info. You could go see Black Label Society with Obituary, man.
Good way to start the year with a win.
Or you can just follow us on any social medias to enter.
Let's crack into number 7 here on the Metal Shop's top 10.
All right, man. From Bergen, Norway, we got Borknagar. One of the most epic albums of the year, dude. True North. Here's the song Up North. Should we do it?
I think we should do it.
Let's die.
This is an epic song, dude.
Thirsting for North.
Number
by
7.
Borknagar. Calm down, thirsty boy.
True North. Number 7. Borknagar. Metal Shop's top 30 2019.
It has been an absolute honor to hold dominion over these Metal Shop airwaves for the last decade, dude. We've been doing this for a decade. Even
been
Ryan.
A long time.
Ryan, it's been 7 years for you, right?
My beard is so gray, and it is 100% because of you.
Yes, but it looks good on you.
He has not trimmed it one time.
So, Hey, so...
What a creep.
So, happy new year to you from us here on Metal Shop. We're about to crack into the top 5, but that was Gatecreeper coming in at number 6.
Yeah,
band that, dude, they didn't, like, change heavy metal, but, man, they really embraced, like,
a
segment that hadn't been addressed for a little while, especially from the up-and-coming younger cats. And this band from Southern Arizona, Gatecreeper, man, made some moves this year.
They are keeping the sweatpants riffs alive and introducing a whole new generation to that form of music. Speaking of introducing a whole new generation to an older form of music, number 5, Knocked Loose with a Different Shade of Blue. They are holding the hardcore torch high and introducing the whole new generation into the old school hardcore stuff. And they've been making some really cool moves, bringing old school bands on tour with them as their headlining thing.
Over the bands. Help them create their sound.
But that's the thing. They get all the new kids to check out some of the old stuff. They get some of the old heads out to check out the new stuff. It keeps the scene alive, man. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
There's number 5, Knocked Loose, A Different Shade of Blue, coming out on Pure Noise Records. The only time Pure Noise appears on this list, but it's a big spot, man. Number 5.
Way up high.
Knocked Loose, a Metal Shop's top 30 of 2019.
In June of 2019, man. Number 4 on Metal Shop's top 30 albums of 2019. It was back in June when we heard that first song from Atonement, the 8th studio album from Killswitch Engage. And as soon as that came out, I was like, yo, this is gonna land high.
It's
on Metal Shop's list somewhere.
Not only is it just good old Killswitch Engage, but I feel like there's this new fire lit under them. as they're on a new label, Metal Blade Records. They're first on that label. And, dude, it's so cool because Howard Jones and Jesse Leach together on one song. That's two eras of Killswitch together. And, you know, I can't say I absolutely loved the last few Killswitch Engage records. They were solid. They were good.
They were good. Ended up on our lists, you know. But
this is top tier. This is top tier Killswitch. Yeah, and
they came back.
Yeah, man. Yep.
And it was really cool to see, because I was a big fan of Alive or Just Breathing, Leach era of Killswitch. And then I was also a big fan of, you know, the Howard Jones era.
Heartache era, yeah.
They both were dealing with, like, some serious mental health issues this year, which was also really cool to see them put that both on the forefront and be like, hey, if you're dealing with this too, you're not alone. Like, that I Am Broken Too is the song off this album.
Absolutely.
Such a good record. Not only that, but Howard and Jesse made such good friends that Killswitch reached out to light the torch. Yep. We're now going to be on the new Killswitch tour for 2020, so it's just kind of a cool, like, full circle whole operation.
We're going to be able to see Killswitch Engage, August Burns Red. That's going to be a heavy hitter in the metalcore genre 2020 at the Showbox Soto. Yeah.
According to the Institute of Contemporary Music, Killswitch Engage were also named the hardest working band in heavy metal.
Wow.
They analyzed over 100 bands of all different genres, and Killswitch came up as number 6 in the top 10, beat out only by Elton John, Billie Eilish, and Pink.
That's insane,
wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
And that takes into account, like, media interviews, just hustling to shows, tours, music released.
You know, so good for you guys. Congratulations.
148 shows.
Hey, but that's number awesome.
Lot.
But that's number 4 on Metal Shop's list, so we're cracking the top 3.
Yeah,
let's do it right now.
All right, we're going in number 3. And this, like I said last week, one of the biggest stories for me, and I was talking to my girlfriend Mai today about this, is over the past decade, this band has gone from, you know, support slots in the world and coming around and being a very big band in metal to one of the biggest,
if not
headlining, biggest metal band. And they are like the number one Viking metal band. They are Swedish metal personified. And I'm talking about Amon Amarth, man.
Did you see that they're booked at the number 3 slot on Wacken this year?
Oh my god.
Behind Aerosmith, Judas Priest, and Iron Maiden.
That's
dude.
Amazing. So
Amon Amarth right behind them. Yeah, they're making moves.
I'd say so, man. I knew that they were going to be making huge moves when they outshined Megadeth when they came through. It was Megadeth, Amon Amarth, Suicide. I was like, man, they did better than Megadeth. But anyways, Amon Amarth, dude, they earned it. Berserker, number 3 here on the top 30 metal albums of 2019 on Metal Blade Records. You know this record. You know this band. Here's Amon Amarth, Crack the Sky, number 3 on Metal Shop's top 30 of 2019.
Metal Shop on the Rock of Seattle, Insomnium coming in at number 2 on Metal Shop's top 30 albums of 2019, man. It's I was telling you guys earlier, like, I can't tell you how much it warms the cockles of me heart that Insomnium's coming in this high. One of my favorite bands of all time, dude.
They definitely are flying the flag for Mellow Death, man. This is a high top tier Mellow Death, man, and dude, they put out a great record. They're actually coming to town with Omnium Gatherum.
The day before my birthday in March, March 29th, next year.
The biggest birthday present for Mellow Death Ian.
Oh, I'm pretty stoked. So number 3 was Amon Amarth. Number 2 is going to be Insomnium. Before we carry on, we're going to take a little break before number 1 after we get to this. But I just wanted to shout out all the people that, because when we were in school for radio, do you remember how our professor used to tell us 90%, it's like radio listeners are like an iceberg. You're going to hear from the top 10%. You're going to hear from them. Most of the people that listen to our show, we never hear from.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to shout out the people who listen to Metal Shop at work. Or when you're driving around and we never haven't heard from you for the last 10 years, just know, we love you, man. And we're here for you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this goddamn radio show.
And we're thinking of you, Ned.
Ned's out there going,
they just said my name. They know.
All right, dude.
Smoke another joint, Ned.
Insomnia.
Yeah, Ned, we're coming for you, Ned.
From Heart Like a Grave on Century Media, number two, Insomnium, Pale Morning Star. Ian.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You know what? I congratulate all the other melodic death metal fans out there. This is number two on Metal Shop's top 10, top 30 of 2019. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with number one. Raise your horns, grab a glass.
What's it going to be, man? What's it going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be...
I don't know. Limp Bizkit.
All right, I'm going to shut up and play this song. It's Metal Shop on the Rock. I got to say, this year has been pretty wild for me. And this decade for us as radio DJs has been pretty insane, man. We've gotten to do and see and interview some pretty awesome bands. Pardon me. Sorry about that. But, dude, 2019 is coming to a close. The entire decade is coming to a close. And I just want to say to both of you dudes, Kevin and Ryan.
Yes.
I couldn't be more honored to be in a crew. I don't need a crew. But yes, I do. To validate myself. Yes, I do. And so I'm stoked to be a part of Metal Shop with you dudes. Just want to give you guys a little love.
Well, we very much appreciate it. At least I'll speak for myself and say it was in March 2010 that my life was forever changed as Steve and Kevin called us up and said that we were the winners. Actually, they trolled us and said we were the losers of the Metal Shop. Be the next DJ's contest. Find the next hosted Metal Shop contest. And since then, been having a good time with it, man.
And then we hired
up,
Ryan on it.
Up and downs.
I jumped on board because I bribed them with 230 racks and a bunch of Burke CDs.
And some pizza, too, I think.
That was a good time.
It worked perfectly.
Yep. Absolutely. So
bribery will get you everywhere.
We're cheap dates, man. We're cheap dates.
Enough about that. Let's talk about the albums, man.
All right, so we're coming down to number one. But before we get to that, Kevin, you got to read us back and try and do it eloquently with some speed.
All right. Number 30, we started things off with All Out War, Crawl Among the Filth. 29 was After the Burial Evergreen. 28 was Vitriol, To Bathe from the Throat of Cowardice. 27 was Blood Incantation, Hidden History of the Human Race. 26, Spirit Adrift, Divided by Darkness. 25, Memoriam, Requiem for Mankind. 24 was Possessed, first album in 33 years, Revelations of Oblivion. 23, Alcest with Spiritual Instinct. 22, killer local band Zoth, Interdimensional Invocations. 21, Algebra, Pulse. 20, The Pulse of the Maggots, Slipknot, We Are Not Your Kind. 19, Misery Index, Rituals of Power. 18, Theories, Vessel. 17, Elysian, Apoptosis. 16 was Cloud Kicker, Unending. 15, Tomb Mold, Planetary Clairvoyance. 14, Pound with Two. 13, Devin Townsend, Empath. 12, Devourment, Obscene Majesty. 11, Car Bomb with Mordial, Top 10. 10, Full Hell, Weeping Choir. 9, Soilwork, Verkleigerten.
Nice.
8, Nile, Vile, Nihilotic Rites. 7, Borknagar, True North. 6, Gate Creeper, Deserted. 5, Knocked Loose, A Different Shade of Blue. 4, Killswitch Engage, Atonement. 3, Amon Amarth, Berserker. 2, Insomnium, Heart Like a Grave. And number one,
yo, we gotta let's let Ryan do it.
Ryan,
Cattle Decapitation with Death Atlas.
Yo, congratulations, Cattle Decap.
A very, very late entry, came out on November 29th and
seriously,
absolutely crushed every single end of the year list on the internet for good reason.
There's something that we do need to address, though, and this is the one moment where anybody listening, especially metal nerds, are going, well, what the hell, man? What about this band? What about this band? How many bands were on that list? 400?
Yeah, there's a lot.
400, a lot. 500 bands that albums in 2019?
We played so many good records this year. That was just our top 30 that we played a lot, that we got requests for, that we, you know.
It doesn't mean any of the other bands deserve any less attention that didn't make it.
Absolutely.
So many awesome albums came out this year. We're just trying to shine the spotlight on some of these.
So one of the criteria for the number one slot, it has to be an album that we truly feel will stand the test of time. In following years, we will be able to look back in like 10, 15 years and say, yep, that album was a game changer.
And we can stand behind it.
And we can really stand behind it.
And the fact of the matter is, Kevin dug up all of the number one albums we did over the last 10 years, every single one of them. I still stand behind, and I know they do too. So here's Cattle Decap. This is the title track of Death Atlas.
Congratulations, Cattle Decap,
on the late entrance too. But we're gonna hit this, and we're gonna come back and talk a little bit more about it and the Metal Shop Top 30 Albums of the Year. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. We're not done yet.
It's number one. Yay! Cattle Decapitation, baby. Decapitation here on Metal Shop, number one album of 2019. A lot of late comers here on the list.
November 29th here on Metal Blade Records, Death Atlas. That was the title track of that album, man.
Game-changing album, man. Going between grind and death metal to melodic stuff and some doomy parts in that, and just so good, man. And we included our we actually have an entire half hour conversation with the guitarist from that band, Josh Elmore.
We gotta do, yeah, it's hey, up. We gotta
KISW.com. So if you are if you're a fan of Cattle Decap, you gotta listen to that interview. He goes a lot of goes into depth about just how he got into metal and
yeah, like the roots of the band. Absolutely. Also too. So if you want to learn more about the band that you like, that's what we're here for. Quote unquote heavy metal journalists. Hey, that said, we here at Metal Shop support bands who are not like revolutionary, but definitely evolutionary. So witnessing bands grow and change and like put out awesome albums, especially that album, Death Atlas, which has so many different like types and facets of heavy music that they incorporated into this, including some of that weird melodic, you know. What were you saying? It was like an alien came to Earth.
It sounds like an alien singing. It sounds like
came down to Earth.
What an alien would sound like. Welcome to Earth. Well, Independence Day style.
I think a lot of the best bands out there today are doing a lot of that, mixing things up a little bit, trying to push themselves in new directions and trying to push the genre in new directions instead of staying stagnant and reinventing the wheel for the 100th time over, you know?
Same thing. So congratulations to all of the bands, first of all, who took the time, including local bands, and the money and the effort and the time out of your own life to put out an album. It's not easy, man, and it's not cheap, and it's not definitely not effing free, I'll tell you that much.
And bands that craft albums, not just, you know, a single here and there, an EP, a full-length record, dude, that's a big deal, man, and so many of these bands that like their 8th, their 9th, their 10th album, dude, they're deep, man. Cattle Decap's been doing it for 20-some years, and they got a number one.
Number one, they finally hit it. Yeah, congratulations.
So,
so we're looking super, super forward to hitting 2020 full stride, man. This is going to be a really cool and really new, innovative decade.
Roaring 20s.
Yeah, we're back to the 20s, man. Maybe we can end Prohibition.
Again.
I think it's going to be a very hindsight kind of decade.
You think so?
Because it's 2020.
Well, we'll be looking back. You can look back on these nuts. Hey, let's hit one more. Let's hit one more song from the Death Atlas album.
All right.
Cattle Decap, because they were number one.
And then we'll do some kind of
honorable mentions.
I like that. Honorable mentions. After here's Cattle Decap with Time's Cruel Curtain. Go to KISW.com. Listen to our interview with Josh Elmore from Cattle Decap. It's the number one album of the year, according to us. These guys. It's Death Atlas on Metal Shop.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.